This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Samsung's new smartphone, the Galaxy S4, is getting a lot of attention this morning. It's going to sell for around $200 and include some interesting new features. Jessica Dolcourt, a senior editor with CNET, tried out the phone at the launch, and she joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, one of the things that has gotten the most attention is this feature where you can use your eyes to control the phone. How does that work? Did you try it? How did it go?
I did try it. You know, it actually builds off of something that they had in the previous version of the phone. You're not so much using your eyes to control it. It's more like the phone realizes when it has your attention, when your eyes are looking at the screen and looking away, and then it responds. So one thing you can do that's very cool is if you're watching a video, for example, and you avert your gaze because you're distracted or you're talking to somebody or buying a cup of coffee, the video will eventually pause. And then when you look back, the video will resume. That's one use. Another is that if you enable this and you're looking at the screen and you tilt the phone up and down, then it will scroll to the top and the bottom.
Well, one of the things that makes me think is this phone is watching you, so it's always going to be able to watch you, I guess.
It's an optional feature. You can turn it off if you don't want to use it.
Do you think that Samsung, with this new phone, is finally getting to the point where it's leading rather than following Apple?
That's definitely Samsung's professed goal. They never want to be behind. They always want to be in front. They're very competitive. Samsung has spent enough money and enough effort to make their brand known that worldwide we can definitely start seeing an eclipse of Apple products. Now, before, there was an entire fleet of Android phones to combat one single iPhone, but Samsung really is pulling into the lead.
Jessica Dolcourt, senior editor at CNET, thank you so much.
Very welcome.